Good afternoon and welcome to the Court of Appeals March panel. We're happy to be here in Norfolk. I'm Francie Reedman from Gretna, so from one Gretna boy, one state boys basketball championship to another. We're glad to be here.
Congratulations.
To my right is our Chief Judge Frankie Moore from North Platte, and to my left is Judge Rhett Inbody from Wahoo.
Another state championship.
Sorry, North Platte. We just have three cases on our docket today. One of our cases dismissed out, so there's just three of us. One of them is a juvenile case. We are recording these by audio, so if you have sensitive material in that case, such as names that you don't want to be broadcast, you might want to keep that in mind. Because we are recording, I need to say the case name twice before you begin your argument. And with that, we will begin. Our first case of the day is Edmonds versus Stevens. Edmonds versus Stevens.
Good afternoon, Your Honors. My name is David Watermeyer. I'm here today to represent the appellant in this matter. And may it please the court, making the argument for the appellant is Mackenzie Works, a senior certified law student and an employee of our firm. So I'd like to introduce her to the court.
Okay, thank you. Welcome.
Welcome
to have her do an appearance.
Yes.
Have you filed an appearance with the court?
Don't know that she's filed an appearance, although she was on the brief.
She was on the brief. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, welcome.
Thank you. All right. May it please the court. As Attorney David Watermeyer said, my name is Mackenzie Works, and I am a senior certified law student, and I'm here today to represent Carol Stevens in today's matter. The plaintiff appellee filed the original complaint in the small claims court of Cedar County in May of 2015 after purchasing a German Shepherd dog, later referred to as Brie, from the appellant. Later, the dog was diagnosed with an ununited ancillary process, otherwise known as a UAP, at 24 months of age. The county court held in favor of the appellee and determined that he should be awarded the veterinarian fees amounting to $2,665. The appellant timely filed an appeal in this decision. However, on January 11th of 2016, the District Court for Cedar County affirmed this decision. That the appellant timely appealed that affirmation, and we are here today. The issues on appeal today are whether the lower court erred in determining whether the appellee proved both that Bree's condition was in fact genetic and that it could not have been discovered prior to her turning 24 months of age. When reviewing a decision from the small claims court, the court's decision must be affirmed on appeal if it can be found on any theory supported by the evidence. So it is our argument here today that there is clear evidence that Bree's condition was not genetic and that it could have been discovered prior to her turning 24 months of age. Therefore, the trial court was incorrect in determining that Bree was not merchantable and that the contract was void.
Ms. Works, was there testimony in the small claims court on both sides, testimony that it was genetic and testimony that it was perhaps not genetic but rather caused by dietary or perhaps trauma?
Yes, Your Honor, the appellant did testify herself that both dietary and environmental factors could contribute to the development of this condition.
And was there also evidence that it was that this type of disorder was also genetic?
Yes, there was evidence from the appellee, and the appellant did also admit that there is a possibility that genetics played a role in this.
So based
condition.
Upon
conflicting evidence, the small claims court determined or decided to believe the evidence showing that it was genetic.
Correct? That's correct, Your Honor.
And our standard of review?
Standard of review is clear error. So the stronger argument here is that the condition could have been discovered prior to the 24 months of age, and that the contract was therefore not void. Therefore, the appellee could have been remedied under the 12-month warranty period contained in the sales agreement.
Which goes to your second argument, but you
Correct.
Have two assignments. The first one is that the court erred in finding that it was genetic, based
Correct.
Upon the fact that there was conflicting evidence and the court chose to believe one side over the other.
Correct.
We're a little limited in our ability to say that was incorrect, right?
That. Correct, under the standard of review, concede to that. So going on to the stronger argument that under the terms of the agreement, under the terms of the sales agreement, both the appellee and appellant entered into, when he purchased Bree, he was required to submit x-rays and radiographs to the Orthopedic Foundation of Animals in order to receive a diagnosis or a review of Bree's conditions. Had he done so within the warrantied period, this condition could have been diagnosed. Therefore, the trial court erred when they incorrectly stated that the condition could not have been diagnosed within or prior to Bree turning 24 months of age.
Now, do I understand, though, that I think it was a letter from the veterinarian said that UAP, that those processes do not knit together by the age of 2 years?
No, that the letter from the vet said that, I'm sorry, I don't have that in front of me, but I don't recall specifically what it said, but I do know that the appellant testified to the fact that it's typical for them to knit together by 5 months of age or the condition to be apparent that they're not going to knit together by 5 months of age. And at any point, the Orthopedic Foundation of Animals will distribute a report indicating this disorder. They won't distribute a grade, as was the contention of the mm-hmm. appellee, until 24 months of age. Okay. But they would diagnose the disorder at any point. So had he complied with the requirements of the appellant's sales agreement and submitted the radiographs or x-rays to the foundation prior to the expiration of the one-year warranty, he would have been covered under the sales agreement.
Do you know how or what diagnostic tests need to be done in order for there to be a rating?
In order for there to be a rating, from my understanding, you submit both, it's an x-ray and a radiograph of the hips, very specific as far as how the dog needs to be positioned in the visuals, and three different orthopedic certified veterinarians examine the photographs and radiographs and give a rating.
Since a rating isn't done, though, until the dog is 24 months old, is there a reason that an owner would have radiographs taken prior to that date?
Yes, the rating is purely for the benefit of the owner going forward as far as breeding, being able to price the dog. The diagnosis is for the benefit of the dog in general. If you can get the dog diagnosed as early as possible, you are better able to, you know, keep it out of that highly physical training, get it appropriate food, possibly even medicine, glycemia to help with the joints. So getting it diagnosed as soon as possible is in the benefit of the dog, and that is why the appellant had in her in the sales agreement to get it done at 5 months of age and had the warranty at 12 months to encourage them to get it done as early as possible for the benefit of the dog. So I see that I'm about to come up on my rebuttal, so I would just like to reinforce that although there is evidence on both sides with regard to whether it was genetics or environmental causes of the UAP, I do believe there is clear error with regard to the court's decision that this condition could not have been identified prior to 24 months of age. The foundation clearly states that they will diagnose at any point. Although they will not distribute a grade, the diagnosis is in the benefit of the dog. Therefore, they would have distributed a grade within the time frame of the one-year warranty. Therefore, the appellee could have collected his remedies and damages under the warrantied time period.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. May it please the court, my name is Julie Fowler, Fowler and Kelly Law. I represent Patrick Edmonds, the appellee in the matter. Your Honors, this is an appeal from the district court that affirmed the judgment from the small claims court. So we're asking for you to affirm the judgment of the district court from the small claims court. And what we're looking at for a standard here is that a small claims court judgment should be affirmed if there is any legal theory to base it on. And the judge sits as a finder of facts. We're looking for clear error or judicial abuse of discretion. There's only two assignments of error here. The first is that there wasn't enough evidence to find that the cause was genetic. This dog has no known incidences of falls, no trauma. So we're looking at, well, was it nutritional? Well, the plaintiff appellee testified that he fed the dog high-quality dog food, and the small claims judge appeared to agree with that. Also, the issue, there was no, the other evidence included two reports from radiographs, a veterinarian letter from Dr. Whitehouse, who diagnoses it, the condition, and also states that the condition is genetic. So we have a veterinarian saying it's genetic. There's no showing of trauma. There's no showing that the dog food that was fed wasn't nutritional. Also, there's information that large breeds are more likely to have this as a genetic condition. As far as training goes, she even recommends training, and the dog was in a training program that was apparently a known and esteemed program for German Shepherds. For the second assignment of error, the one-year limited warranty on the Dog and Cat Purchase Protection Act, you can't limit warranties less than those in the Act. So this discussion of, well, he could have found it in 1 year, well, that 1 year is void. It's clearly void under the dog.
And it's what, 15 months under the Act?
That's correct. So that provision is void. And that's why the small claims judge used the UCC, because they were trying to use a provision that was void in the contract. Further, there's evidence, and I think it was you, Judge Moore, that referred to you can only diagnose the UAP if ununited after 24 months. And that is in Exhibit Number 3, which is a veterinarian's letter. I did want to point out there's nothing that I think was said in the appellant's arguments. There's nothing that shows that an x-ray had to be done by 5 months of age. It says that x-rays need to be done. It doesn't say when they need to be done. The x-rays were done. It did show the condition. You have to wait till 24 months of age to diagnose the condition. Under the Dog and Cat Purchase Protection Act, you can't limit warranties to when these conditions can't be found, is what she was trying to do here. She called it a game, she lost in the game, and now she's mad. The judgment is supported by the legal theory, and the evidence supports it as well. We're asking this court to affirm the judgment of the district court, and affirm the judgment of the small claims court. Thank you, honors. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How much time is left for rebuttal?
1 minute and 9 seconds. All right. Thank you, Your Honors. I think I'd like to focus on the appellee's last contention in point that had the trial court not imposed the UCC's provision, had they instead imposed the Dog and Cat Protection Act and used the 15-month provision, that the appellee still would have fallen outside the 15-month provision and therefore would not have been able to collect their remedies under that. So had the lower court implemented the proper 15-month provision instead of the 12-month provision that was contained within the sales agreement, the appellee still did not test Bree until she was 26 months of age. Therefore, she still fell outside of the 15-month provision that allows for the discovery of animal ailments under the Dog and Cat Protection Act. Additionally, she mentioned that there was evidence of the food. Well, the appellant felt so strongly about the specific food that Bree needed to...
Go ahead and finish it.
Okay. That Bree needed to consume, that she included her specific recommendation in the sales agreement. However, the appellee chose to feed her one that the appellant testified to believing was of a lesser quality.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Watermeyer, I do not see Ms. Work's name on the brief. So it's not a problem, and we'll certainly consider the arguments made here today. But for housekeeping purposes, if we could have you file a motion to allow a senior certified person, if you date the motion yesterday, file it today.
Well.
We'll likely grant it.
All right, very well. Thank you
okay.
very much.
Okay, yes,
yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The case is submitted. Counsel is excused.
Thank you, Your Honor.